complicated balance of living in this part of the story while anticipating the end of the story, like people who read the last page of a Stephen King novel before they are even done with the first chapter and then pretend they'd had everything figured out the whole time. We know how things are supposed to be because Jesus talked all about it, even though he was sort of cryptic, yet we can't experience it in its fullness yet. Instead, we have to deal with what we've got in chapter 6. That means that we must put up with not really understanding why bad things happen to good people, or why the tulips in the yard only bloom for a few days. And those days usually happen when you are in line at the DMV, or visiting your grandmother in Cincinnati, and then die until that same time next year. Or why innocent children are sometimes hurt because people who are supposed to be grown up and mature decide to kill each other over land or power or gas prices. In essence, we are sort of stuck in this tension-ridden period of limbo. The game Limbo is indeed a good way to describe how awkward this period is, when half of your body is on one side of the stick and half of your body is on the other side, and all the blood is rushing to your face. After being denied room at the hostel, we figured that a hotel was our only option. We got on the train and were dropped off on the edge of the city at the very last train stop. Lost again. If we'd had any confidence that we'd be able to find the airport successfully, we probably would have flown home. As it was, we boarded the train back to the city and put all of our college-educated wits to finding shelter. Finally, we arrived at a quaint little hotel that was marked with only $2 signs in our travel guide, Hotel Pacific. It seemed at once affordable and reminiscent of California's ocean and home. It was a narrow building that went up and up, and when we entered, we nearly bumped into the reception desk. The posters of famous landmarks were jaundiced and had numerous pinpricks at their edges. The furniture was heavy with years and paperwork, and the wallpaper looked like what Carol Brady would have chosen if she'd married Louis XIV and gotten to decorate Versailles all by herself. Everything around us had survived since the 1970s. The couple who ran the place looked even older, like they had memorized the senior menu in 1970. But they were kind. They gave us a room, which was up rickety steps and around lots of tight corners, but clean and quiet. It was our own little Bethlehem stable, and we were thankful for the kindness. I decided that the only thing that could begin to heal my battered spirit and body was a shower. I was right, but only for a moment. Many things are healing, I've found, but only for a moment. Massages, coffee, sore throat spray, vodka, jokes at other people's expense, shopping, and now showering.